kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan! May peraan!
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Charlene, hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 43 ang edad, part-time na guro sa Victoria. May asawa na full-time ang trabaho sa isang manufacturing company at dalawa ang anak. Pakinggan natin ang kwento ni Charlene. Kamusta kayo? Ako si Charlene. Umaaray po ako sa pagtaas ng presyo ngayon. Mapag-grocery, petrol, renta sa apartment, lahat tumaas. Bagamat nagpapasalamat ako na meron akong nakuhang 2% increase sa aking sweldo, sa totoo lang, parang walang nagbago. Hindi ko alam kung paano ko pa sasabayan ang patuloy na pagtaas ng presyo. Ang My Peraan question ay, ano-ano po ang mga diskarte para naman magkaroon ng karagdagang kita at mahabol ko ang mataas na presyo ng bilihin? Sana matulungan niyo po ako. At para magsilbing gabay, makakausap natin ang finance journalist na si Ms. Michelle Baltazar. Kamusta po kayo, Ms. Michelle?
Eto, alam mo na, nagtatry magtipid kasi nga lahat tayo, Charlene, we are pretty much on the same boat na ngayon ay talaga namang pamahal ng pamahal ang lahat ng mga bagay na bilihin.
So that's right. So ito na nga po yung sabi ni Charlene. No? Sabi niya may 2% na increase sa sweldo niya. Pero hindi niya raw ito ramdam. Hindi niya alam kung saan ito napunta. Siguro pag pinag-usapan natin ng inflation, 'di ba? Madaming parang buzzword ngayon ng inflation, no. Baka po pwede ninyong ipaliwanag ang inflation sa mga nakikinig sa atin, o 'di ba? Layman's terms po tayo. Sige, go po, Ms. Michelle.
Layman's terms, inflation. Actually, a lot of people, so kung dito ka, lalo na dito sa Australia, halos every day merong news about inflation. Pero kahit nga ako, pag nababasa ko yung mga articles about inflation, sabi ko, ano bang ibig sabihin nila? Kasi the word is inflate, yun ang root word. And basically, put simply, inflation is the cost of living. So, ano nga ba ang halaga ng mga bagay-bagay na kailangan mo to survive. Kaya nga, you can really feel it because it's not like you can cut food from your budget kasi that's the cost of living. It's not like you can cut renting out of your budget. So in layman's terms, inflation is the cost of living. Yun lang.
Cost of living. Ayan, siguro naman, madali po natin maintindihan yan. Okay, yan. So, napaliwanag po ni Ms. Michelle ang inflation. Ayon po sa report, nasa 5.1% ang inflation rate. So, kung 2% ang salary increase, di ba, ni Charlene, ibig sabihin ba nito, ay halos wala itong impact. Yung salary increase na to, ha, sa kanyang budget.
Yes. So, eto na naman, just to be real about this, the inflation rate doesn't mean anything to an individual. Bakit kamo? Kasi itong 5.1% na yan, yung mga calculations na yan ay ginagawa ng mga economists or mga financial experts na nagiging parang average yan over a lot of things from the cost of a car, the cost of buying clothes, etc., etc. Pero yung 2%, by contrast, is a real number. Dahil yun talaga, kung 80,000 ang sweldo mo, di yung ano ba ang 2% ng 80,000. And that is real money. That is a real number versus 5.1%, which is almost like an abstract number.
Right.
Bakit ko ba to ini-stress? The reason I'm stressing that out is a lot of goods have actually sometimes doubled in price. Some of them have actually gone 25%. Halimbawa ako, mahilig ako sa kape. So I buy instant coffee. Sa Aldi, the Mokona used to cost anywhere between $9 to $12. Ngayon ay halos nagiging $15 to $18 na siya. So,
wow.
25%. Oo nga. And you know, no one talks about this. Pero yung cost ng isda, cost ng chicken, drumsticks, coffee, milk, eggs, lahat yan, they've actually gone up well above 5%. So, alam ko kung bakit feeling ni Charlene, saan ba napupunta ang pera ko?
Yes.
It's going into this sometimes doubling of prices, you know, on basic expenses.
Right. Oo. So talaga nasa expenses siya, no, pumupunta. So ngayon po tingnan natin yung mga paraan para kahit papaano ay makakuha ng pandagdag sa budget si Charlene. Ano-ano po ba ang tamang diskarte, Miss Michelle?
Yes. So Charlene, I'm sure na alam mo na yung mga obvious na mga tips. For example, stick to your budget. Napaka-obvious niyan. Kung $100 lang ang dala mo, don't try to use your credit card above that because you'll be chasing your money again. Palagi ka na lang, you're going well over your budget. Number two, pick three things this year that you're going to sacrifice. So for example, for me, mahilig ako sa chocolates, halimbawa sa Ferrero Rocher, but now I don't buy it when I go to the shops because I know that that is straight away $6 to $10 na mawawala. And then number three, this is my favorite, is to download an app called Wiselist, W-I-S-E-L-I-S-T, uh-oh.
Okay.
And it basically, ililista mo lahat ng mga kailangan mong bilhin from, you know, yung sinasabi ko na nga na eggs, milk, and rice. At ikukumpara niya kung saan mo siya mabibili at saka bibigyan ka niya ng alert pag half price yung mga bagay na yon. So, on average, apparently, the research shows na if you are using a grocery comparison app, you can save anywhere between $600 to as much as $2,000 a year. So download an app. There's Wiselist and also there's Frugal, F-R-U-G-L.
Mm-hmm.
And it reality check, 2% is actually a good increase.
Okay.
Kasi a lot of big companies give that kind of increase. But if you are going to negotiate, I would recommend a 5 to 10% increase or flexibility. So instead of working 5 days, you do what's called a compressed 4 days. So you still get the full-time salary, but you only work for 4 days. So you have another day for your side hustle, or maybe if you have kids, then you don't need childcare.
Ang galing.
So I hope that's a lot.
So how about naman po, let's say, yung side hustle? Do you think pwede pa po siyang ma-accommodate kahit papano?
Side hustle, Charlene, hindi mo sinabi sa amin kung ano ang skills mo. Are you a singer? Are you a writer? Are you an engineer? Are you an architect? But definitely, kung hindi mo pa ito ginagawa, check out Airtasker, A-I-R-T-A-S-K-E-R, to do odd jobs like doing gardening on the weekend or doing, you know, basic cleaning. And, you know, I really want to say this na what's good about Australia is that there's no such thing as a terrible job.
Right.
It's an honest job, and it gets you that extra $30 to $100 on the weekend just to do household chores, for example, for others, or gardening. Right. So yun yung isa. And then another one is Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. Mm-hmm. Siguro alam nyo to, but again, depending on your skills, it's trying to find, at gumawa ka ng target, say, this year I want to earn an extra $1,000 from my side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have to make sure you have a goal to motivate you.
Maraming salamat po ulit kay Ms. Michelle Baltazar. Sa uulitin po.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Ayan, at kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan! May peraan! May peraan!
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.